CNN's Cuomo, Trump's Coronavirus Spin a Bunch of Bullshit. By Pam Kee on October 5, 2020. CNN's Chris Cuomo said President Donald Trump's return to the White House was staged as a scene for a campaign ad on Monday's broadcast of his show. Cuomo said, "There he's hair blown majestically, reshooting the scene for his own ad. I hold rallies, and I tell you to ignore masks. And I rip mine off as I vanquish the virus, for I am a leader. Fear not, COVID. What a bunch of bullshit." He continued, "If you want to know the reality, the truth, okay, the virus is the truth. The virus doesn't care about left and right. The virus does what's reasonable. You give me a chance, I will spread. You keep away from me. You don't give me a chance. I run out of hosts. I die. I'm the truth. If you are doing the right thing, you don't see me that much. If you are doing the wrong thing, you do. The White House is literally what we fear the most, a rash of contagion called a cluster." He added, "You want a metaphor? You have a president who is a drunk driver who is pushing others to drive drunk. That's what he is. Do I want to see a drunk driver get hurt? Hell no. But I worry more about the people he hits. I love seeing him do that victory lap in the limo, thank God, you know why? I knew that meant he to be okay, not the people in there with him PPE up to their nose. Now they have to quarantine. He doesn't give a damn. And now, I do not have to feign any extra measure of compassion. He returned to a cluster and took his mask off. That is, COVIDiocy, he is a COVIDiot. You are disrespecting the president? No. He disrespected the presidency. All that is left is the residue of outrage. That's the only emotion I have." He concluded, "He didn't beat the virus. He is not better than anybody who didn't beat the virus or takes time. He is not stronger than I am. He got every advantage. He has use of all the things he denies the rest of us. He is supposed to get tested every day with the test that you can turn around quickly and know what's going on. Did he do them? Did he even use what's at his disposal that the rest of us are desperate for? That our kids need in our classes that he does not discuss? No." Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanan.